Kenny, this is a busy month for you. A lot of league games and a League Cup game. And you've got 3 good points tonight against Shamrock Rovers. Pleased?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very pleased to win tonight, especially because it's put us in on 16 points. And it's good to get that amount of points in after 7 games. It's immense, to be honest. And you know, the quality of the players and the effort and commitment of the players, providing that positive energy is big, and we're very, very pleased tonight with the performance.
Has this been a better start for you than you'd expected since you've taken over as Derry manager?
Yep, I would say it is, because we expected more in terms of growing into the league for myself. But, you know, we're trying to keep well below the radar and keep in a position where we can threaten the top of the league. I'm not saying we don't want to be there. We'll take it when it comes, but we want to threaten the top of the league and the European positions. That's where we have to try and get some revenue for the club, and it's an essential part of my planning.
You go 2 up after 22 minutes. Rory Patterson scored a penalty in the second half. He could have had a hat-trick. 2 very tight decisions where he was ruled offside either side of the goal.
Yeah, you have to say that. He's been unfortunate in that area where he's just timed his runs. And, you know, at Bray, he had a couple disallowed and he had a couple there. And I think he was very unlucky at Dundalk when he was in to win the match for us and it was ruled offside. So it's either Rory's fault or maybe the linesman are a bit hasty, but I think that it was good to see Rory with the energy he provided tonight.
It was his 100th game for the club tonight, and he's now scored 66 goals, which is a very impressive return.
My goodness, that's incredible. It's a really good return, and you can see he's at home here, and he's working hard for the team, and he puts big demands on himself, which I like. And we must step back and applaud that from everybody, from all the players, not just Rory. And I don't want to single people out, because they've all made a contribution again tonight.
Good partnership developing between him and young McNamee.
Yeah, Barry's a great player, a really top player. And Ronan Curtis is going to be one as well. And he's moving along quite well, Ronan. And, you know, we've got good players, and we have to make sure that we're up for everything that comes our way.
You had a fans forum this week. How was that for you?
It was great. It was great. They said we were weak in the middle of the field and we need to strengthen there. So, you know, it was good to take that information on board.
Do you hear things at forums that you're thinking, I'll just sit here and quietly agree, even if you disagree? Or is it vocal?
Derry supporters, in my view, have always been people who knows their football. They really do. I've been about Derry a lot, and not as a coach or a manager in this city, but the people here know their football. You can't kid them on. They know when you're doing the right things and trying to do the right things. They're very, very astute supporters, and the people in general in the city know their football. And I have to say that I hold them in high regard, and I know a lot of people around here, and you know, I meet them and we talk about football. It's a great thing to have a conversation about the game, and the Derry people know the game for definite.
Your team dismantled Shamrock Rovers tonight. I don't think that's an overstatement.
Well, we beat them by 3 clear goals, which is a big thing to do against a club of their stature. And I have to say that, you know, I was impressed with the team tonight. I really was. But we mustn't get carried away.